This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. The state of Illinois is in the midst of a social media campaign to showcase small farms and specialty growers, producers, and businesses. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says her office is teaming up with the Illinois Farm Bureau and the Illinois Specialty Growers Association to promote the state's fruit and vegetable growers, dairy farmers, and others through the Cultivating Our Communities program.
You should think of things like the jellies and the jams and the salsa and all sorts of products that I didn't think that people throughout our state really understood how much is produced right here in Illinois.
The program features several producers in southern Illinois, such as Big Muddy Hogs and Food Hub in Hearst, Bremer Brothers Farm in Metropolis, Cahokia Rice in McClure, Rendleman Orchards in Alto Pass, and Flam Orchards in Cobden. Austin Flam is a sixth-generation member of his family to work at the orchards in Union County.
Our mainstay crops are apples and peaches, hence the orchard name. But we've also done a lot of vegetables in years past. This year we are growing zucchini squash, yellow squash, and cucumbers, along with our apples and peaches. And that is all for the wholesale market. On the retail side of things, we also have a few acres of strawberries. It's an honor to be noticed at that level of state government, especially on this end of the state in a small community like Cobden. We're very proud to be from Cobden and Union County. There's a lot going on around here that many people are unaware of until you actually come and see it for yourself.
Flam says the recognition is helping to provide additional foot traffic, especially for the fruits and cream side of their retail business, which opened about 20 years ago.
It's constantly growing. Each year seems to be better than the last. I think that has to do with a few things. One, I think the word spreads each year. Our popularity or our name recognition grows a little bit where people hear of us and want to come try it out for themselves. But then also, I think there's a huge push in this day and age to buy, shop, and eat local. And people resonate well with local fresh produce, and that's exactly what we have to offer. So I think there is a more of a demand now than ever before for our retail and our fruits and cream stand.
In a recent FarmWeekNow.com article, Flam said the orchard has started selling strawberries to all the Kroger stores in southern Illinois and several mom-and-pop grocery stores. This has helped offset the loss of Flam's largest wholesale strawberry customer due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think there have been good years and bad years throughout our 132-year history, but I don't think I've ever heard of anything quite like this pandemic, because although we've had heightened guidelines on how we're handling our product right now, we've honestly, from a retail standpoint, and the wholesale side is still to be seen because we haven't gotten there yet this season. From the retail standpoint, we've had better sales in our strawberry crop this year than we ever have before. I think there's a lot to be said for that. I think part of it is people were stir crazy during their stay-at-home order. So when a business was able to open because it was deemed essential, such as agriculture and ours, I think it brought people to the area. And then I also think that during these times, people stopped and thought about where they were getting their food from and where they wanted to source what they were actually eating at. And I think the big local push had a big part in bringing more people to us.
He says they prepared for the COVID crisis early on.
First and foremost, we brought in third-party help from Shawnee Health Organization. They came in with bilingual translators and spoke to our employees and gave them information on how to protect yourself, how to protect others, how to protect your family when you go home at the end of the day. And they also passed out personal protective equipment. Whenever we're harvesting or handling any of the produce that is going to be eaten, we wear masks and gloves. It's really kind of changed the culture. You know, due to our customer base, we go to these chain stores and we have a certain level of food safety guidelines that we're required to follow and that we want to follow, because the name of the game in produce is producing a safe, ready-to-eat product right out of the field.
Lieutenant Governor Stratton says other agriculture producers, such as Rendleman Orchards, really are stepping up to make sure the food supply chain continues.
They grow fruits and vegetables, and they sell them in a box to small restaurants, by the box to small restaurants or families. And they also have preserves and cider and salsa and other things that people might want, any family might want. So after we featured them on our Cultivating Our Communities campaign, their online sales got a dramatic boost They were able to sell via online, get those products shipped out, and people all over our state and perhaps even all over our country were able to benefit from that. We started this work even before the pandemic, but when the pandemic hit, we saw it as a perfect opportunity to lift up, showcase some of the businesses throughout the state and to make sure that these small businesses who have a far-reaching impact as food providers can really be highlighted and helped during this pandemic.
To learn more, Stratton says there is a guide that lists food and agriculture businesses.
This is one of the ways that we can help our farmers during this down economy. There's also a logo program that companies can take part in for free that will put a grown in Illinois stamp on their foods to let people know that they're supporting local growers. Anybody who wants information about that program can certainly reach out to my office directly or reach out to the Illinois Farm Bureau.
For WSIU in Focus, I'm Brad Palmer.